from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Well, Zach and Frisco, just for you, we won't play the Bucky song since all the other shows already did. We'll be the show that's gonna be different. So Zach and Frisco, for anybody out there that didn't hear it, blame him. All right, actually no, Zach, we love you, buddy. I'm just giving you a hard time, but we won't be playing that because I found another story anyway that's even better than that, Kevin. And I know you wanted to hear the Bucky song desperately.
I did like that song.
And then you wanted to talk about how good Bucky's was and your favorite parts about Bucky's.
We don't get to do any of that.
And then I'd throw out how I think it's a little bit overrated, and I really care about the bathrooms, and it's really difficult to even get a gas pump sometimes.
Sausage kolaches. Oh man, I'm sorry. I know you said we don't get to talk about that. Just real quick, since you mentioned the gas pumps, I love the passive-aggressive gas pumps at Bucky's, as if their whole business is not built around, come get gas and come shop in our pseudo mall and spend a lot of money. Every time we've done that, we've followed their business plan, made it back to the car, and there's the either beeping or it's like right on the little video screen. It was like, please pull forward and let other patrons use the gas. And I was like, I hear you. And we're back now. But did you think I just came here for gas?
Yeah. There's parking spots too.
Sometimes.
So you hold on. So you think the way to go at Bucky's mm-hmm. is to pull up to the gas.
Yes.
Pump your gas.
Correct.
Stand there the entire time.
Sure.
Then put the gas back. Then go park your car in a parking spot to go shop in there.
Yeah, that all sounds right.
I do not do that.
100%. I 100% I do that.
I'm with Reggie.
You really?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I think that's an appropriate way to do it.
Because I care about other people.
Yeah, man.
No, you don't. You all the time. You might care. Let me try that again. You care about other people, but you care about not the maximum effort at times.
Sure.
That feels like a lot of effort.
Does it, though?
I can't just, they have 100 gas pumps. I can't go shop at their establishment. You never go into a convenience store?
I didn't
store.
Say never.
I also don't really love the idea of just leaving my car unattended while also like gas is being pumped as well.
Huh.
Are you pumping your gas and then taking it out and then like closing everything up and then leaving your car?
Sometimes. No. Yeah, sometimes I do that. I'm not walking inside while my gas pump's pumping.
What?
Because. Yeah, Kevin, you
feels
walk
like
inside.
There are bad things that can happen.
Yeah,
there.
What if somebody just walks up and goes, you know what? I got this gas can. I need Yoink. To fill up. Now you're screwed out of your gas. What I if mean, the guy on the other side's like, hey, I think this could reach my car?
Where do you think these regular convenience stores are that you can't just see your car?
Bucky's is not a regular convenience store.
I know, but you're just standing by the glass the whole time? I want to go see what's happening in the beef jar. I'm walking around. I want to see what new clothing
they have. Yeah, I
got to
get a bouncy toy for Landry.
So, Corey, you and at least Reggie, and I'm not positive yet about Mike, would never leave your car while the gas is
not
pumping.
Once.
Never.
Nope.
Not
you
once.
Don't either, Mike?
I also think it could explode just out of nowhere.
That's
it just
right.
Might, boom.
What?
Yes. Every time.
This is madness.
877-881-1053. Go ahead and adjudicate this for us. Text line.
This is madness.
Also, I have another question, too, in addition to the Bucky's part. When y'all shower, maybe not you guys, because the follicle challenges.
Oh, yeah.
But do y'all rinse off one part at a time? Or do you just get underneath and just, like, get all the soap off at once? Do y'all use shampoo?
I go in zones.
Y'all use...
Gotta keep your head clean.
I just use soap. Yeah, like a liquid soap thing.
Okay. But you do you use a different shampoo?
I use a shampoo. Just in case.
Just
or maybe it's just
your beard hair?
Yeah, sometimes.
Just in case what?
Just in case, it's probably just out of force of habit. But I do, I do wash the beard hair in there.
Just my mind tells me that Kevin's using.
Feel how soft that is?
Just in case.
You feel how soft that is, Mike?
It feels like pubic hair.
Jesus.
Like, you're not getting softer hair on your face by using shampoo. Now, you would if you're James Harden, I guess.
Actually, when you condition it, like getting that moisture in there, I will make it softer.
For a short beard, I don't think so.
I think so. Although I wouldn't know. I've got a long, luxurious beard. You know?
Well, also, we do have different hair.
Fair enough.
What?
Yeah.
All hair is the same?
No.
Yeah, they're different, like curl patterns.
Come on, dude.
Coarseness and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Fineness.
I like how bad Mike's getting at me over here.
I remember watching the Temptations movie or whatever, and I didn't know that you have to like scald your scalp to make it like long hair. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Let's see. Reggie.
Talking about relaxing your hair or straightening your hair?
Yes, that they, at least on, like, the guys were like, I gotta have, like, you know, let's say white people hair. Like, to make it, I don't know, what's the word?
Straighter?
Less, yeah.
Okay.
But you got, do you want to make it like stringy, less, I guess. Is like they had to put some sort of hot something or other where they are like dying. Their scalp is dying to make sure that that hair is now.
Yeah, straightened.
Yeah, straightened.
Mm-hmm. How am I supposed to give my pineapple wave?
I'm confused where we're going now.
Okay, all right. By the way.
Everybody's not on your side, Kevin.
Fantex is definitely on our side on this.
They are?
Do not walk away from the pump.
I don't think you're supposed to.
This is crazy.
I don't know if it clicks right. Like, if it doesn't click, it's just spilling gas everywhere.
From the 469, I've stolen plenty of gas from idiots leaving their car with pump running.
I did see someone who's like, I'm the a-hole that parks at the gas pump, even if I'm not pumping gas, if it means I'm closer to the door. I don't do that. I'm only there if I'm getting gas. I'm sorry. If this is improper etiquette, I apologize.
There's a sign
this
that says,
this is rocking my world right now.
Do not leave car unattended while pumping gas. At the pump! It's right next to the no smoking at the pump
sign. Where is that?
You never read the signs?
You're distracted by the ads.
You're distracted by the ads.
Whose fault is that then? They're like, hey, if you come inside and get this hot dog, it's 4 cents if you buy Fritos. Like, whose fault is that that I'm not reading the sign then?
What are you more excited about, the hot dog or the Fritos?
4 cent hot dog feels like you might as well book your trip to the emergency room.
Fritos are a great chip, though.
Yeah, Fritos I feel okay with. You're like, hey, somebody stomped on these Fritos. You're like, that's fine.
So yeah, of course I'm buying the 4 cent hot dog because I'm buying the Fritos.
Oh, man, this is...
Yeah, this. I mean, I don't think I've seen a landslide this big.
This is shocking to me.
I like this from the 972. We all shower and bend the knee to Big Soap. That's true.
Ooh.
Big Soap has been running this thing for a long time.
That's one of the few bigs that I'll get that I'm with. Like Big Soap, I'm in on Big Soap.
Big Soap, Derek Lively, and Daniel Gaffer. Those are the bigs that I rock with. I do think sometimes, now that you mention it, you've already changed my worldview about the gas pumps. And also, I think we just buy more shampoo because that's what we're supposed to do. I don't know about that. I have to rethink a lot of things now.
Here's the other thing, too, when it comes to the pull-up pump part and everything. I always try to send the family in to go do stuff. And I know I have to, like, if I'm on a road trip, I have to stop and go to the restroom. That's just going to happen. That's good. I drink water while I'm driving. And it's going to have to get out at some point. But I always am like, all right, Adrian, y'all go in and do things. And then they all just kind of stand there waiting for me. I'm like, go ahead and take care of it. We can swap here. It's fine. And she's like, no, we all have to go into the store at the same time. Are you?
There are so many people. Thank you for the one. This is a landslide. It's concerning to me. For the 214, Kevin standing on business and the normal one on this. But then there's like six kajillion other ones. It might just be because I love efficiency so much.
But that's not even all that efficient.
It definitely is.
From the two to three minutes?
Yes, that's efficient. I just saved 2 to 3 minutes. But it's the person who said, I can't remember if you read this one or a variation of it. I'm going to keep my gas can ready. Where do you buy your gas?
Yeah, that's
you,
right.
You probably bought me gas before.
Probably so.
Man.
You're walking by and you just see that somebody's just got that pump rolling right now. And you're like, well, they're not even around.
This is.
And the, I mean, the landslide is even worse because now I'm getting texts to my personal phone, not the text line. No. They're like, who the hell would leave their car unattended with the gas pump and go inside? Kevin is a madman.
Reggie.
I'm telling you, this is like making my head explode.
Alec, by the way. Also, he was pulled into a place to get gas, and it was one of those sections that has only like 2, maybe 4 pumps, and people were parked at all of it. He's like, how am I supposed to even get gas? They're parked and they're inside right now. They're not even getting gas. They have an electric car, and they're sitting there in front of the gas pump right now.
Nasty business.
Because it's a closer, it's closer than the parking.
Oh, from the 214. Kevin must have never seen the Mad Max movies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, look, if I lived in Mad Max times.
Who's to say that you don't?
Oh, man, give it a few months, right?
Gotta protect that guzzling, baby.
I guess. And then I just. There are so many different hurtful ways of calling me out on this. I get called jerk wagon and start at the pump and go get what you need. Waiting? Really? Question mark. I swear to you. I am shocked at the way this is going. I thought you guys were doing
I will admit, most of the time, Kevin, if I get gas and need something from inside, I will leave my car there and go in. I will never leave it pumping gas while I'm doing that.
Oh, okay.
I don't even do that.
Yeah, that's nothing. But when it comes to Bucky's, the parking lot and the gas section, it's like a mile away anyway. So that's going to be a long journey. So I'm totally okay.
I mean, I'm checking
forward.
My phone while the gas is pumping anyway. It's not like I'm doing nothing.
Yeah.
And then when I'm done, we'll go park the car.
From the 817, do not leave the car unattended while gassing up. Be better, Kevin. Kevin, it's actually a rule at gas stations, followed by, I leave the pump on all the time. And then somebody goes, this is my worst take since I was afraid that someone flipping their cigarette out, if I drove over it, would make my car explode.
Kevin, I wonder if this will change your mind. This text that just came in from the 903. As a firefighter.
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. I spent more than a few hours cleaning up fuel spills from people that leave their vehicles unattended.
Okay. Look,
moral high ground.
You guys have changed my mind, I guess. I am shocked by this. I do want to make one clarification. I admit to this, but then somebody goes, do you also park in the handicap spot? No, I do not.
That would be efficient, wouldn't it?
No.
It would be. Yep.
Well,
it'd save you 2 to 3 minutes.
That came back to haunt me really quickly. I wouldn't do that. I honestly am shocked by this turn of events, and I will try to be better.
From the 214, I stay at the pump just for the shade. Because it's hot outside.
The shade thrown at me in this segment?
No, I think they're saying it's just
shade,
hot
like
outside.
The structural
yeah,
shade.
Nice.
You need to call it a structural shade. That's what the All-Star Game has taught us. That's 2 sports references.
And all that being said, we now leave you with what Zach said we shouldn't do. But Zach, this is just for you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Zach, for bringing this up and dropping all this on me.
Hit this.
I'm running low on fuel, and you know what that means. I gotta grab my keys and drive down to Bucky's, and you all ready, no, I'm gonna need a buggy. Cause baby, I'm about to give them all my money.
Ooh, these toilets so dang clean. It's an AI song.
This is created by AI.
I thought this was like Dirk's Bentley or something. I was like, what the crap is happening? He got drunk on a plane, now he's a buggy.
Do you know what I mean? It's a southern thing. Ain't no place for yuppies, so bring your buddies and all your money.
And there we go, ladies and gentlemen. That is the Bucky's AI song.
This might be the most feedback I've ever seen to anything we have ever talked about.
And that wasn't even what the C block was planned to be, by the way. I just want to let you know that. Had I had zero thought that that's what it was going to be. It just turned into what it was. And from the 903, excellent segment, laughing out loud.
I am humbled.
Yes.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. I'm sorry. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, last year's MLB standings at this point and why it should give Rangers fans optimism when they walk away from the pump. Next on The Fan.
And the 1-2 pitch is lifted high into the air, deep right field. Adell going back. He looks up and it's gone. Opposite field home run. Straight away right field for Adolis Garcia, his 17th home run of the season. He puts Texas into the lead, 5-4.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, I know I don't deserve it, and I know Shout Out Friday is on Friday, but could you authorize a shout out if I promise you it'll be worth it? And it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, shout out Kevin for always trying to catch the pump on fire by walking off and leaving the gas going.
Reading that fan text can humble you. From the 682.
That's why I never read it.
I need some encouragement. I'm having a super hard time with my PTSD. If you can give me a few words to help, I would appreciate it. Love y'all. 27 years active duty. Tom from Arlington.
Well, I don't know. I never know the words.
I'll say, first of all, thank you for help keeping us safe. And we're here to talk anytime you need it. And they got involved in the conversation about Buc-ee's and they didn't call me a rude name. So
if you want to, though, like Kevin,
that's fine.
He's here for it.
I can give you some great man. I will tell you this, as sad as it made me, there are some clever, clever people on the fan text.
We do have some really fun fan texters.
But the most clever people in the world are the folks who listen to our Bruce Bochy interview. And you, of course, remember that Bruce Bochy was brought to you by Louisiana Brand Hot Sauce, the official hot sauce of the Rangers. The original Louisiana Brand Hot Sauce flavor favors the bold. Now let's talk about the Texas Rangers. Now we're going to start with something Jared said and then springboard into something that Max Scherzer said. So Jared posted this talking about where teams were sitting last year at this exact time after this exact game in the Major League Baseball standings. Because now the Rangers are, I believe it's 5.5 games back in the West. If you look at the way the standings were last year, only two of the six division leaders at this point won their division.
All right.
And that was Atlanta and Los Angeles. And to me, I think that is just, I think that's really encouraging, especially since the Rangers have been winning. If the Rangers were 5.5 back and they lost four straight to get to this point, then you're just like, I hope we win the next four. But seeing as how, or five straight, seeing as how they've now won five straight, it feels like they're definitely moving in the right direction. I'm more encouraged by this. Obviously, at this point last year, Texas was leading the West. They ended up not winning the West, and that was the Astros, but everything worked out fine from there. But these teams that were winning their divisions did not end up winning their divisions.
Yeah, and I mean, that could very well be the case for the Rangers down the stretch, is that whoever's winning the division right now isn't in that place. It could, I mean, definitely be in that, and that's why you don't just give up on a season if you're still right there a lot of times, and if you believe you have a good squad.
If you were to take Baltimore up by 3 on New York, Cleveland up by 5.5 on Minnesota, and the Mariners up by 2 on the Astros, what team would you be most confident holds on to their division?
Cleveland.
Okay.
Just, I mean, Minnesota's been playing good, but Cleveland's been playing like crazy this. Baltimore's been playing really well, but it feels like New York obviously just hit a hiccup, but they have been awesome for most of the year.
What's the team that you're most confident? Are you the same, Corey?
Yeah, I'd probably sit with Cleveland right now. Now, obviously, looking into what their strength of schedule was, there's a lot of other factors that could help there, but just based on the way that it looks right now, I do feel like the East is more of a gauntlet at times to deal with there.
Who are you the most confident in that's going to blow their division
lead? Mariners. And that might be because it's the closest, but also
I hate the Mariners.
This division thus far has not inspired a lot of excitement. So the Mariners.
And I think you can put in ink that Baltimore and New York are going to be in the playoffs.
Agreed.
One of them's going to win the division, and one of them's going to probably be the number one wild card team.
Yep.
But yeah, I look at the Mariners now. We'll see. We just talked about Rangers trading, and I talked about the Marlins and their two lefties to pick up. Is, you know, the Mariners have to pick up a premium bat. And a lot of people are putting Pete Alonso was out there when the New York Mets were here in Arlington, but they're now one game out of the wild card spot.
Wow.
So I don't think that they're dumping or, you know, trading Pete Alonso they can get a Luis Angel Acuna in their farm system. They're 45-45. I think they're going to try to make a wild card spot. And then if you look at Toronto, they're probably going to sell. We talked about them way earlier in the show, but that would leave you Vladimir Guerrero Jr. But you're going to have to trade quite a bit to get him, to get that offensive player you need. I know that Jazz Chisholm is starting to be in rumors. He's a nice offensive player. I don't know if he takes Seattle to a place where I'm nervous about Seattle. If I'm Houston or Texas, like, oh no, their offense. If they got Vladimir Guerrero Jr., that could kind of change things a little bit. Like, ooh, that could help out. They got to figure out why Julio Rodriguez gets off to such horrible starts. And hopefully, you know, for us, it stays the same, but he is not a guy who plays well in April and May at all. And right now in June, he's not doing, I'd have to go look at his June stats, what he did, but it didn't seem to get a lot better.
And then, you know, that's another factor when Bochy, when we asked him a few minutes ago, like, when this team's at its best, do you need anything? And he was like, we really like this team.
I did like hearing his breakdown on
they that. Haven't played up to their expectation and their standard until, you know, this little stretch right here. They haven't been that team that you thought that they would be, but we really do like what we have. We think it's as talented as you could possibly get in a lot of areas. And Mike broke down all the, he's like, where? Like, maybe first base. But you got a dude who's hitting almost 280 there, too. So you're kind of like, I don't know exactly how to feel about that.
And first base is really a weak offensive position in baseball now.
Yeah. So whenever you're looking at it, you do feel like you have a bunch of guys who've been through it. They won a damn World Series last year. And so you're kind of like, man, yeah, I do have faith that they can go through that run. They can go on that thing that could make a Mariners team collapse. The only thing you're hoping that doesn't happen is, remember the Mariners got hot at a certain point
last
year,
and then Derek kept telling August. Us it's too soon. They went on their run too soon, and the Rangers need to be hot for the remainder of the season. It can't just be a hot run and then fall off.
I guess I'm a person who disagrees with Derek there, but also Mark McLemore agrees with Derek Holland. How am I supposed to not play? Oh no, dang it! Why are we playing so good in August? We need to stop playing so good.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's really tough to tell a team, oh, we're really trying harder now in August, so we're not going to have enough in September. I think that you just go on winning streaks and everything's clicking, and I get it. It probably won't stay that for 2 months straight. Probably not. But I don't know what you tell a team that's won 9 out of 10 in August and you're like, hey guys, you're really screwing up by playing too good with 6 weeks left in the season.
And I've never managed like Bochy, all right? I've never managed multiple World Series teams. Maybe that's the difference for the guys that are on that level, Mike, where they're like, look, I know when I can and can't push the pedal down on these guys. And right now, I've needed to kind of let it be on cruise control. But whenever it's time to push the pedal down on them, I will. And maybe they do get hot on their own for a little while. And you're like, I stay off the pedal until something slips. And then when something slips, then I get back on it just a little bit. I don't know exactly how to manage that, but that's why Bruce Bochy is the king of what he does so well.
Now, there's another thing including all of this that I know people are excited about, and it's Max Scherzer. Mm-hmm. And something specifically, where was he when he said this?
He was on the Foul Territory podcast with AJ Pierzynski. And if you want to get fired up about what this team has to offer right now, I guess just listen to Max.
Your name has come up as trade bait again. You wouldn't waive your no trade again, would you? I know you guys are playing better, but let's say things don't continue to go up. Would you waive your no trade again, whether it be 3 times in 4 years?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, but I just don't think I even have to think about that. I think we're going to play better baseball, and it's going to be even a moot point to even talk about. So I think we're going to win here.
I wouldn't do it. is what Max Scherzer said about waiving his trade clause right now, because he thinks they can win here. Now, this is a dude who, when it comes to competitiveness, and whenever he's on a team, he's on that team. Like, that dude is completely, if I'm not all in on everything, which he does seem to be a mentally all in person, or legitimate mentally all in person, then he's nothing. So that's where I think, like, hearing that hypes me up. He thinks this thing has some legs to it. He doesn't think it's just a blip. He thinks this is something that, look, we've been building back towards this. We got some things, as Bochy told us earlier, we got some things on the way to still. We can get better as a team, but we, you know, once the Bats woke up, this team completely changed, and the Bats seem to be alive over the last five games.
And that's one thing that's really encouraging, because you talked about, it seems like the Bats have come alive. And then we talked with Bochy about an hour ago. He said, hey, Josh Jung is on his way back. And even though it's a longer road ahead for Evan Carter, he just got some scans back that were good news, and he's going to start ramping up a lot. And then you talk about the pitching. When he mentioned Jacob deGrom, he's like, well, he's coming back to pitch for us this season. Tyler Mahle has obviously started his rehab, and I know Boach said he's probably got a few more to go there. But you have people coming back both pitching and offense-wise, because, Mike, you would say, oh, we got all these pitchers back, and then you'd be like, great, they don't play offense. At a time when, like, clearly your offense was struggling. They played better offensively. They've been pitching really well for a while. I might argue they've gotten a slight bit better defensively, and they have been winning games. There's a lot of reasons to be optimistic. I realize the other side of that argument is, you're still 5.5 back. I think you're 7 back in the wild card, and you have a losing record. Like, I understand the other side of all of that, but I think there is reason for optimism and enthusiasm.
100%. And I think that this team on August 1st has a good chance to have Josh Jung on the team. Hopefully nobody else gets hurt. And then I think Evan Carter, as long as everything goes well, could be coming back soon, right around the start of August. And you just have to hope that those two additions can keep this thing rolling at about 5 runs a game. Last year you averaged 5.4.
So it's not crazy to say,
can you average 5 runs a game the rest of the way? And they're 2-0 on this road trip. And we said you really need to go 4-2 or better. Yep. 3-3, you're like, you're okay. But right now you're 2-0. I think anything worse than 4-2 now is a letdown. Because if you go 1-3 the rest of the way, to me that's a letdown. To me, that's a failing grade on this road trip now that you've started it off 2-0.
And I realize you want to win tonight. I was just saying, if you had to get to 4-2 one specific way, you'd prefer losing tonight and going 2-1 against the Astros.
Let's just sweep the Astros. Can I do that?
Deal. Look, if we can do that, awesome.
I think I read in my baseball notes that they give me that the Rangers are 3-2 against the Astros right now.
All right.
So remember, really, the tiebreaker last year hurt you. It actually ended up helping you because you won all the games on the road in the playoffs. But in a way, that Astros series, if you can win that series, and let's just say win 2 out of 3, I think that would be super successful in Houston. And if I have the notes right, if you are 3-2 right now and you're 5-3 with, I believe that would give you 5 games left with them. I think you play 13 against your divisional opponents. I think that's right, because they want to have a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
I believe if you get to 5 wins at the All-Star break and you just need 2 more to hold the tiebreaker too, if you guys have a same record and it comes down to Houston versus Texas for the division again, you want to have that tiebreaker, because most likely you're only going to get the division winner in this division into the playoffs.
From the 940, I just tried Kevin's efficiency method. I saved 2 to 3 minutes, but lost $40. It was twice the gallons pumped somehow.
Oh,
so
no.
I think somebody tried your method, Kevin, and then they got robbed.
I don't know if I think that happened. If it did.
Oh, you don't believe the fan text right now. Oh,
man. See, I shouldn't have said that.
Wow.
I'm very sorry. I already thought you were a piece of ass from that other segment. Now I dislike you even more. I'm very sorry if that is what happened to you. That is terrible. I learned an important lesson today. I really, really did. I'm going to need to talk to my wife about this as well.
Good.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. story right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, where... thanks to D&M Leasing brings you this chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. And we might have a little bit of interest in NBA news breaking off in this crosstalk. Gentlemen, how is ya? Or do you want to skip the formalities and get right to the news?
I'm doing awesome, Hagee. How about you? Let's get to the news.
Tell me the news, gentlemen. Does the NBA have their partnership locked down, or are we still waiting on matching rights?
The NBA has finalized contracts with NBC and Amazon Prime Video while maintaining ESPN as the home of the finals under agreements that will extend for 11 seasons and be worth $76 million. Now, TNT wow. Sports continues to threaten to match per Andrew Marchand. That, I don't know what means. I don't know what that means.
Let's have a match.
We're a match off.
Come on.
Yeah. And the whoever loses will pay $1 million.
Did we like the finals on ESPN? Like, the coverage was pretty
poor. Just okay.
Yeah.
It was all right. Good enough. Arrogant Redick is out. He gets to let LeBron coach a team while he pretends he's coaching.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Breen's good.
I like Mike Breen.
I didn't find
like
any,
the pregame shows, yeah. The postgame shows, the halftime was all of what, 45 seconds long. Like, the overall presentation was kind of lacking.
Yeah, I didn't find it to be anything over the top that was like, I have to get more of this. So yeah, I'm with them.
I think the thing with the shows, the halftime shows, we could do without the bring in the basketball players that have been eliminated out of the playoffs and stuff like that. Those guys, just give me the guys and gals that have been covering the thing all year. I don't need them to try and fit in a guy that's uncomfortable talking about it or won't be critical or won't do any of that. So, no, I could do without Paul George and, you know, Malik Andrews trying to like, okay, that's way to go, Captain Obvious, you know, that kind of thing.
So, but she's too much of a pro to say that.
Oh, she was thinking it the whole time.
I have no doubt about that.
And that's why, like, the TNT broadcast that Draymond does seem to fit with them. He fits in with that room.
You know why? Yeah. Because he's not afraid to say what's on his mind.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be as good as Draymond, but just try to get close.
Yeah.
You know, be going for Draymond. And if that's what you're going to do when you show up, then I'm willing to give these guys the opportunity. I think it's hard, Brian, to get them to fly over and spend time with you and whatever for just a tryout if you're a superstar. So they want the big names, but You know, it's hard to dictate to big names how their personality is going to be. And I think the numbers show, like, the average fan is kind of tuned in for the star power more than breaking down the quality of their takes.
I kind of feel
that's probably fair.
Yeah, but, you know, me seeing Paul George in the middle of a tiny desk, like they were at a Thanksgiving table with a bunch of kids.
Like they got can we help this poor guy?
Huge players sitting around a little tiny desk. I just found myself turning it off until and then and circle back or turn it on mute or whatever. Because, like I say, I don't think he's bringing anything to me. I get it. You know, we do a halftime show, and it's tough. It's tough to say, Zach asked me, hey, what do you do in the second half? I think about that. I mean, I think about giving him two things that they need to do differently here. And I, you know, unless you're
you do a good job.
Unless you're trying, well, thank you. Unless you're trying to do that and bring something to it, I think your halftime shows are useless. You know, I need, hey, there's two things that need to be done right now in the second half. And if they don't do this, they're probably going to lose this game. You know, I want that kind of analytical thoughts when I'm watching my halftime shows.
And then in the post-game show, it's they didn't do what I told them to do at halftime, yeah. Those dumbasses, and that's why they lost.
They should have listened.
Or you'll get they actually made an adjustment here where they did not, they took Bland off this guy, and then they put Gilmore over there. That was what the difference was in this game today. They didn't allow that beast from the Seahawks to kill him in the second half.
There you go. Yeah.
Now, we have another thing that we need to discuss that has really shaken me to my core of beliefs. In the C Block, which is always a must-listen segment, regardless of how late we come back.
Mm-hmm. Starring Corey Majors.
That's right.
Starring us.
I talked about how I thought the Bucky's gas pump was passive-aggressive at me because I had finished pumping my gas, and of course I went into the shop, and they said, you're done filling up your tank, please pull forward. They know I'm not there. I know I'm not there. At which point, Corey was outraged. Then I looked at Reggie. He was also disappointed. And Mike also shook his head at me. And then we got, I don't know, 6 kajillion texts. And the vast majority of them were against me. 1 out of maybe 8 mm-hmm. was like, me too. But everybody else was like, you're a jerk.
The bigger factor, though, is that you'll pump your gas and walk off from the pump. And that seems
what happens.
That seems dangerous.
I do turn my car off. But I put the gas pump in there. Start pumping, put the lock on.
Rest his cigarette on top of the pump.
No.
Yeah.
And I will go into the Buc-ee's, and people are mad about this.
No, I think that's the right move, especially if you're in a hurry. You know, you want to get some snacks, you need a drink. You know it's going to take somewhere between 3 and 4 minutes, probably maybe 2 and 4 minutes, depending on how much volume you're getting through that hose, to fill your tank. It's the perfect amount of time. You know, what I would not do, though, is when it's done, then go in the store in a very busy Buc-ee's, which most of those are.
Yeah,
there's a line.
No, I always start the gas and I'm away.
Oh, yeah. Buc-ee's, I feel like you can't do that. Like, I'll do that at the gas station Chevron we got right next to us here.
So you can see it through the glass.
Sure. Buc-ee's, I mean, that is a commitment. I honestly don't even get gas at Buc-ee's. I'm just going in for the treats and the restrooms.
Yeah.
And another thing. I'll get gas somewhere else.
They have a million pumps there. Why would you not get gas?
I usually just don't end up. I'm stopping on purpose. Like, I'm making the detour purposefully. I don't even need the gas at that point.
I'll take the top up, though, as long as I'm there.
You're going for that sandwich you like.
Yeah, right? I'm just going for the brisket sando.
Oh, it's so good.
What do you think about the fact that a lot of them don't have the sausage kolaches anymore?
That's disappointing, but, you know.
What's in that pastry area? I feel like they've got that thing working over there.
So they've expanded a lot more dessert type
things. I was in there the other day. I felt like I could grab one.
Which one did you go to? Because there are a lot of them.
I was on my way to, it must have been the one in Denton because I was going to Windstar.
Ooh, okay, I'm not positive about that one. I know Melissa.
Okay, found the misinformation over there.
Okay.
What's going on?
So what are you doing, Kevin?
I said some of them. Melissa, Roy City, they don't have them anymore.
Telling people to set their gas pump on the ground and just leave it go.
No, I guess I did, but I've learned a valuable lesson. That's what the bell says. I've learned. Yeah. a valuable lesson
you
today.
Know, another valuable lesson, especially at a time like this when it's so hot, you don't have to turn your car off to pump the gas. You know, let that AC
rip. It says on the side, turn your car off.
Not, you had to do that. That's a myth, though. You know?
Is it?
That's kind of like when they tell you to turn your cell phone off when the plane's taking off. They don't have to do that. They're just stuck in their ways.
Until we start going down
on a power trip.
Dawson's trying to hit the button.
Yeah, no.
Airplane mode.
Bring it back up.
My family is in a hot car, you know?
Dawson's playing poker over there, you know, as we're flying over New Mexico. Plane's going down. I've got to play this last hand. I don't have time for this.
I'm at the final table.
The way I figured that one out was
altitude.
I was thinking about all the people that fall asleep as soon as they sit down. You know, these quick sleepers like Chris Arnold, they sit down for 20 seconds, boom, they can be lights out.
That's age.
Not me.
It's a very enviable skill. Well, a lot of those people forget to turn their phones off, and they sleep through the pre-flight instructions, so their phones are on.
And we didn't crash.
If it was that big of a problem, they would collect all phones before you took off to ensure they were turned off, but obviously it's not a threat.
If they told you that the Boeing flight can only make it if you turned your phone off, Dawson, would you make it? Would you turn your phone off?
Phone would be off 100%. Yeah.
That's how serious I thought it was for a long time we've flown a lot more.
You find yourself, they always say, hey, look at the safety card. You look at the card to see what kind of plane you're on.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Jeez. I'm by this door over here. I think it's going to blow off naturally. I don't have to do anything to it. Sure, I'll help people off the plane, whatever.
Oh, no.
I know you guys always have great content. Dawson, maybe today, maybe for future editions, I think you doing a segment of things that are unnecessary, but people do them out of routine, I think that's a winning segment if you want to put that together.
No question.
I think I just did. But
I'm sure you've got more. You've got more than that.
You got at least a blog post full of it.
I mean, what is the shoulder lane for? We're stuck in three lanes of traffic. There's a fourth lane sitting to our right.
It is.
What are we doing?
Keep it flowing. Keep traffic.
Just turn the hazards on and go.
Yeah.
Just use it.
No.
And if you try to take that lane, someone ahead of you is going to see you and like veer into that shoulder to be like, no, you're not driving in this shoulder. Like, it's socially policed. You know?
Yeah, it really is.
Someone will road rage on you if you try to take that lane.
I always get caught off guard and I'm like, dang, because I want to be that person that like just takes up enough space that they can't get by.
Yeah, I got to use the restroom.
But I always miss it and get caught off guard because I wouldn't think anybody would do that. Right, because we're supposed to do it a certain way.
Well, look, I'm Corey. I always do the right thing.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. David Hellman's going to join us at 4 o'clock from the NFL on Fox podcast.
Awesome. We call him Hollywood Dave Hellman. I would really appreciate that. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.